During their desert nomadic journeys, the Bedouin people would at night often look up and make up stories to help them remember their map of the night sky. And while they were looking up, sometimes they would just enjoy the beauty of the stars. One night while they were journeying, they noticed, "Wasn't that star a little brighter last night?" "Well, I think so," said one of the others, and they watched it that night. During the night, the star got dimmer and dimmer. And then as morning started coming along, the star got brighter. The next night, they looked into the constellation of Perseus, and sure enough, there was the same star. At the beginning of the night, it was fairly bright, but it got dimmer and dimmer, and then brighter and brighter. And this was a little bit scary, because to the Bedouins, the stars were all represented the light from the rooms of the gods, and a light that got bit darker and brighter and brighter and darker. "I think that must be one of the gods peeking at us through a hole in the floor." Because the sky over the Bedouin's head was really a bowl, and it represented the floor of the god's home. "Oh," said one Bedouin to another, "look, he's winking again," as the star got dimmer. "Oh, I don't like that," said the other one. It must be El Ghul, a demon star." "El Ghul! El Ghul!" they all cried in unison, fearful that the ghoulish demons were looking at them and watching their every move at night as they traveled across the desert. Even to this day, we still call the star Algol.